this thing on.
This thing is indeed on. Good morning.
Good to see you, Karen. How are you?
How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah? How's your week been?
I'm feeling great. I was just telling you off mic. I've been off the caffeine.
Yeah,
off the everything.
Caffeine. I won't give the long list of things you've been on before that, but...
No, but yeah, I've just, for some reason, there's no impetus. Somebody was like, any impetus? No. But you might catch me taking a nap in between songs during this show. I've been doing a lot of naps.
Why the caffeine specifically?
Well,
it's not
really,
that bad for you.
Really, it's part of a tapestry of things.
Right. So are you complimenting that with the other things that you, the intake?
What does that mean?
You know, like the food.
And you are complimenting this with the intake?
Yeah, with good food, good drinks, that sort of thing.
Lots of beans, I'll tell you that.
Beans?
Yeah. I feel as though...
Don't sit too close.
Yeah, don't sit too close. No, because if you rinse, for all you people at home, this is no longer an advice column. This is a musical segment. But if you rinse your kidney beans, it gets all the farts off.
It's just the rinsing that's the issue, is it?
It's just the rinsing that's the issue.
Who told you that?
You see someone pop a can of kidney beans and they're eating them out of the can without a rinse. You're just eating farts.
Who would do that? I mean, that slimy stuff that surrounds them.
Yeah, what
yuck.
Is that? Brine.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've got to get
brine.
My sodium. They're a marathon runner. They've got to get their sodium.
It's gluggy brine.
Oh, it is gluggy, isn't it?
Mm.
Mm.
So, we're not talking about that. We're talking about demogods.
Demogods.
Okay, who have you been working with? The demo is next week.
Yes,
who's
the demo
the
is next week. I've been working with a lot of people would be fans of this guy, SJD, Sean James Donnelly. He's a musician who's been working in Aotearoa since 1999. He's won himself a Tate. He's done a lot of things. He's released 8, 9 studio albums. He's joined a band with Neil Finn, Pajama Club, with Neil and Sharon. He's done a lot of stuff.
Oh, was he in that band?
Yeah. He's in a band with Don McGlashan. He does production. I'm on his Wikipedia right now, and it's thick. But moreover, he's a lovely guy. He's a super left-field guy. And we've actually, I'll tell you about this after the first song. I'll tell you about our first recording session. We managed to get 2 hours in because of a slight lateness on my part, so we're going to pick it up next time. But I guess I'll play you a song first. And, yeah, I don't know. So there's lots of SJDs around. Like, you go through his discography and you can get a grandiose, verbed out SJD. You can get, like, a neurotic, pent up SJD. There's an IDM, kind of Aphex Twin SJD.
What's IDM mean?
It's one of those 90s, like, it's intelligent dance music. It's what people would say when they wanted to differentiate themselves from, like, pleb dance music, which is PDM. But it's like, okay, so you got all these SJDs, but it's like it's prismatic, but it's a very tight prism. It's like you listen to all of them and it's, although it's diverse, it's still very unmistakably SJD.
Which one's this track?
Okay, so this one is off Southern Lights, which is his album from 2004, I think, and it's the very last track, which on Bandcamp is called No Title, and on Spotify, strangely enough, it's called Optional Extra. And it's like, you know when a whole album is sort of crashed over you? Sometimes a final track can be like, the sun comes up after the night, and it's just like a bit of a reprieve, just a bit of a calm reprieve. I love final tracks like that on albums, and this is the final track like that.
SJD and Optional Extra.
One foot forward, one hangs back. Better go back to the start. And hope with all my heart.
Fading out awfully early.
Thanks, computer. That's my stupid ass. I'm sorry.
Part of the SJD option. Oh, well, it was. It was an optional extra.
I had this computer in the studio last week and it kept doing that. It's probably on the record many times. It's the USB plugged in sound, but there's no USB in it.
What have you plugged it into?
Nothing. I plugged it into the wall.
Okay.
But that's a completely different matter. Anyway, that was SJD.
Optional extra.
Yeah, optional extra.
And this is SJD, Sean James Donnelly, the artist that you are doing the next demo gods with. Where did you meet Sean?
I met him online because I got an email saying from APRA, your application to have a mentor.
Oh, you told me this, right?
Yeah, is approved.
Okay.
And that was crazy because, I think like I said at the time, I had really rushed that application, but Sean got to choose between all the people. It wasn't like APRA chose the people. Sean got to listen to everybody's things and be like, I want that one. And he chose me, which is very sweet. And it's also sweet that he's keen to do a demo gods, but that's how I met him.
Okay. And what's the prompt out of the 12 that were, did you take three away?
Every week you're asking this and it's fine. We can have every prompt for every artist.
Right,
we don't have to take
that.
There
doesn't have to be one less each week until the last person's only got no choice at all.
But I thought you would replenish the prompt.
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every time someone chooses one, chuck another
one
in there.
You want a new one? Fair enough. I shall do that. So the prompts, if you're new to Demo Gods, shall I go through them?
Let's do it.
Okay, they are
quickly.
State Highway 1.
Mm-hmm.
Help, I'm falling. Spring bulbs. No one's chosen that one.
No.
Can't decide. Add one more.
It's good.
You're not the Doors, mate.
Love that one.
Lips did that. Yeah. Swan Song. The highs, the lows. Tailor it for TikTok. We need more orchestra. The exploration of space.
That was M.
That was M. Phone a friend. Choose an object touched in some way. Dislocated in the diaspora.
That was Rodney Fisher.
The fine art of restraint. Okay, so I've got three to fill in for you. You want three more?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so what is SJD? What prompt does SJD
show? SJD chose phone a friend.
Oh, phone a friend.
And so our song is called Unknown Caller. It's very high concept, but I'll give you like a little hint of it because next week, obviously, we'll hopefully have Sean in the studio. We will have finished our demo and we'll get to play it for you for the only time the song will ever be played. And this one...
Unless it's picked up by BFM and on high rotate.
Unless it's on high rotate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they do high rotate? Yes, they do.
They do A and B rotate on BFM.
True.
And so I guess the concept is you have a caller who's calling you, and it's a friend, but you're not quite sure where they're calling from, but they're using up their only call that they have. And we'll tell you the rest later.
All right, and where are you recording this 2 hours that you did?
Sean's got a cool home studio.
Okay.
It's like underneath his house. It's got all his stuff. I do feel like there's a Radio New Zealand interview where they film him in there in 2009 or something. So if you want to see Sean's studio and the place we made this with all his like cool synths, he's a very synthy guy. So it's not like a drum kit or anything. It's like a synth studio. But you can catch a glimpse of that from 15 years ago. in an interview, which I saw before I went there the first time.
All right. Okay. So this may be a theme of Sean's because it's called 0209 or 0209.
0209. I think that's a reference to In the Morning.
Oh,
because it's a sort of late night song.
Okay. Let's listen to this. And this is from Sweetheart, which came out when?
It's his latest album.
It came out
a couple of years ago. And it's just as good as all the ones that came before it, mate, even though he's on number 9 or something. Yeah, this is a great one. And this is a second track. Actually, Annabelle said she loved the lyrics on this. And at the end, I'll get you to guess which one.
Roger. Don't call me baby.
Oh. Oh, you picked up on the lyric? Everybody did. Me and Annabelle were at the Others Way. We watched SJD live for the first time, and she's been saying it on and off every week. She goes, "Don't call me baby. I'm a full-grown man, and I'm crazy." Which I had to play it because I think that is just a colossally good lyric.
Okay, SJD, and what's the song title?
0209.
0209, okay.
Military time.
Military time, right. Would it be? It wouldn't be 0209 military time. It would be.
You're the one with family in the Air Force, but I don't want to correct you, but I think it would be. I think it would be 0209.
What? 0209 said like that.
Oh, I'm not sure, but that's definitely how you spell it, right?
Oh, that's how you spell it. Yeah.
0209 hours. Something
like that. I'll ask the pilot.
Please do.
Next time I see him. Okay, and there's some text here about SJD. SJD, along with others, contributed Superman to the Great Father's DVD. And SJD choosing you, Finn, as his mentoree is a huge compliment. Cheer Paul from Snell's Beach.
Thank you, Paul.
And put that song on high rotate.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of Sweetheart could be on high rotate. It's yeah, it's a great album. And it's been great.
Okay, so you've done 2 hours, and
we're going to do another two, I think, this weekend, and then wrap it up.
Phone a friend is the prompt.
Yeah.
So that'll be out. So you need 4 more prompts.
Yeah, 4 more prompts. Okay. If it's not too much to ask.
Any area that you like the prompts to be in, or shall I just carry on in the same vein?
You've just been doing so good, everybody. I've been getting a few more Demo Gods people this week, and somebody said those are incredible prompts.
Oh, good. Okay, so 4 more.
4 more, please.
Along the same lines.
Yes.
Righto. And what's the rest of the day holding for you?
Back to bed. How about yourself?
Back to bed?
Every week you ask me. Every week I say back to bed. You can't act surprised at this point.
But this week you've got no coffee, nothing else on your list. So surely back to bed really isn't something.
Well, there's Mukumukai who's playing at Double Whammy tonight.
Yeah.
So good with Brand. I think it's Brandon Shiraz opening and maybe also featuring. That's like best New Zealand hip hop out right now, Mokomokai. So I think I might cop a ticket to that. But, you know, I'm a poor guy, so maybe I'll try to slime my way in there somehow.
Talking to Lara Marie from Junk earlier. And yeah, it's hard when you want to go to so many gigs and it's, you know, have you got enough money? Can you afford to go? But if you're just drinking water.
Yeah, actually, the gigs pay for themselves.
Right.
Oh, but Junk, yeah, no, they're another totem of the Auckland scene, aren't they? Putting on such good gigs.
Absolutely, and a person who is incredibly busy, like Lara, manages also Ringlets and Vera Allen.
That is crazy.
That is crazy. Right, thank you, and I'm going to play a track when you leave from Geese.
Nice.
Like that?
Yeah, love Geese.
Next week with SJD.
Next week. See you then.
This thing up.